Eric, to clarify and to start things off, the Institute's mission is not just about regaining canyon access, but also improving the use of water in the Southwest, correct?
Yeah, our group is really about restoring the Glen Canyon ecosystem, and it, you know, that is related to the Grand Canyon ecosystem very closely. And it's all, of course, tied to how water is managed in the West. So it's sort of a package deal. And our mission is to see the restoration of the Colorado River through those canyons.
There's a greater conversation about the region's watershed health that's happening in the Southwest. And this study is really just part of it. What did you think when you first heard the announcement that this study was going to happen?
Well, I think it's really exciting. You know, after the Gold King incident, a lot of people were sort of scratching their heads and saying, you know, where does all that pollution go? Does it just flow down into the reservoir and disappear? And, you know, it really got a lot of public attention because it turns the Animas and San Juan Rivers yellow. But I think it's important to remember that a lot of mining pollution has leached into the river system for many, many decades. It wasn't just that one incident. And so this has been an ongoing phenomenon. And I think anything we can do to further understand the impact is a good thing.
The new study on the lake sediment is expected to show results in 2020. We have some time until then, but what do you expect to come out of this? Anything that you might anticipate?
Well, I think we all know that a lot of those heavy metals, which are the concern in this study, we know that they're in the river system, and we know that they do get deposited into the sediment. I think what's important to think about is that Lake Powell, as we knew it in the 1980s and 1990s, is probably not coming back. Right now, Lake Powell is under 50% full, and with climate projections in the basin, it's likely never going to be full again. So it's really important that we understand what sort of, you know, pollutants or heavy metals or anything is in the exposed sediment, and be able to adapt the management of those canyons to deal with that.
So these results, as we come to understand them in the near future, could that play into the Institute's mission?
Well, you know, we'll see what happens when the results are done. I think any new research or information that can help improve management is a good thing. And I think, you know, the general public especially just deserves to know what sort of pollutants are in there. And it's not an easy solution, you know, when you have widespread contamination of a waterway like that. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of mines in the Colorado River Basin, and there's probably a lot of mine pollutants that come with that from all around, not just Colorado, but, you know, up in Utah and Wyoming, and not to mention agricultural pollutants that come off, you know, with fertilizers and pesticides. That all funnels down into the Colorado River system, and a lot of it does, you know, end up in Lake Powell. And as the drawdown of Lake Powell continues with, you know, drought and continued water shortage, I think it's just going to become more and more important that we take a close look at those pollutants.
For people who live outside of the Southwest, why should they care about the future of Lake Powell and Glen Canyon?
Well, Glen Canyon was once the biological heart of the Colorado River ecosystem. After it was dammed in 1963, about 186 miles of the river were inundated, and it completely altered the ecosystem of the Grand Canyon. You know, that was lamented by many environmentalists for decades and decades. Now, climate change is completely changing the conversation about how we manage these reservoirs, Lake Powell and Lake Mead. And, you know, so much is changing in the Colorado River Basin right now that it's a fascinating time to be paying attention to it and see these changes happen in front of us.
Eric Balkin, the executive director of the Glen Canyon Institute. Thank you so much for joining me today, Eric.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.